their own ideas and their own scriptural interpretations. And I also feel that if the brethren will not listen to the authority of the seventh messenger, why would they listen to Brother Kirkham? So I'd like to read to you some Brother Russell's thoughts on certain of the controversies amongst the Lord's people on the reign, the kingdom, restitution, the millennium, in conclusion. I also read these because sometimes the thought is given, and brethren will accept it if they don't research it themselves, and we should research all thoughts ourselves, that Brother Russell changed his mind in his later years on these thoughts. Now, brethren, if anybody says Brother Russell would have changed his mind, we'll label that presumption, because that's what that is. That is presumption, brethren, to say what a dead man would think. We would have no part in that. We have listened to no argument of that nature. It's no argument at all. It's presumption. July 1st, 1916, signs of the presence of the king. Remember, this is a few months before Brother Russell's death. The coming of the king to possess his kingdom will mean a personal as well as a national and church examination, judgment, and treatment. It will mean, when the kingdom is fully inaugurated, the suppression of vice in a manner and to a degree never attempted by any earthly reformer. There will be no license to do evil in any form. The only liberty granted will be liberty to do right. It is no wonder that so few experience joy at the proclamation of the return of earth's rightful king to reign. The return of earth's rightful king to reign. To many it will mean the loss of their present advantage over their fellow men. To many it will mean the prohibition.